This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Amanda Purcell reports for Columbia Green Media that the Hudson Planning Board turned down an invitation to attend the August 22nd Greenport Planning Board public hearing about the proposed A. Colarusso and Son Hall Road that would run through both towns. Quote, our understanding of SEQR, environmental review process, suggests that we were supposed to have a more cooperative role in the process, and Greenport has pretty much relegated us to the sidelines, end quote, Hudson Planning Board Chairman Thomas DiPietro said. DiPietro, a WGXC volunteer programmer currently on hiatus as he is running for another office, said planning board members may attend, but not officially. Quote, I think our presence on a board would validate their decision, and we don't want to be in that position, end quote, he said. Greenport Planning Chairman Ed Stifler said, quote, our invitation to Hudson was a courtesy as the project is in both municipalities, end quote. Hudson resident Julie Metz and one other resident are quoted criticizing Greenport's handling of the environmental issues surrounding the proposed road. Quote, after hundreds of public comments and documents from Hudson showing negative economic, social, and environmental impacts of the A. Colarusso Hall Road proposal, Greenport's planning board chose to ignore all that evidence and issue a negative declaration, end quote, Metz said. Quote, the threshold of negative impacts under SEQRA is low. Even one negative impact should have warranted a full environmental review. Greenport's action is a clear violation of SEQRA, end quote, the State Environmental Quality Review Act. Read the full story in HudsonValley360.com. Community organizer and volunteer coordinator Tom Carty and current board member Jill Sims Elster are the Hillsdale Democratic nominees for town board elections after the party met August 19th. Sims Elster has been on the town board for 7 years and claims a hand in the installation of new playground equipment in the Hamlet Park and the development of the Rojan Park, including Hillsdale's summer program, a 6-week summer camp for local children. Carty has been the chairman of the Comprehensive Plan Steering Committee for 8 years, overseeing the creation of the design and development plan for the Hamlet of Hillsdale. And Rick Carlin reports in the Albany Times-Union that Governor Andrew Cuomo is trying to shore up another expiring Barack Obama-era federal program that is coming to an end under President Donald Trump. This time, it's a program to attract more pro bono lawyers involved in making clemency applications to the state. The program helps choose inmates worthy of a reduced sentence or pardon. Instead of working with the feds, the state will now team with the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers, the Foundation for Criminal Justice, the Legal Aid Society, and the New York City and State Bar Associations. Quote, these nationally recognized organizations have already proven successful in helping incarcerated individuals get access to the resources they need to apply for clemency, make the case for their rehabilitation, and have the opportunity to contribute to and reenter society, end quote, Cuomo said in a prepared statement. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.